your Bibles, and we're going to go to Mark 10, but I'm going to read the first scripture is Psalms. Psalm 37, verse 23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his ways. Tonight's title, Ordered Steps. The Lord himself delights in his ways, it says there. That sounds like a pleasant place to be, doesn't it? So who is this good man and good woman in whom the Lord delights? The person in whom God delights is one who follows him, loves and trusts him, and takes him at his word. And in return, God faithfully watches over every step that person takes. Would you like to have God direct your steps? Then seek his advice before you step out. Ask yourself the question, is this the way the Lord would have me to go? Tony, I think you'll like this. I really do. And I got this by permission. This, you know. A man by the name of Dean and his wife were moving a couch when it got stuck in the doorway. Dean called his friend Tim to help him move the couch that had become stuck in the doorway. They pushed and they pulled and they pushed and they pulled and they pushed and they pulled until they were exhausted. But the couch wouldn't budge. Forget it, Dean finally said. We're never going to get this in. Tim looked at him with a puzzled look and said, "In? You got to be joking. I thought we were taking it out." The Bible tells us to ask for wisdom from God. In James chapter 1, verse 5, it says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. If you ask him, he will give it to you and in good measure." Now, those two gentlemen, Dean and Tim, they're going to get God's wisdom next time because they're going to get their sons, Deanie and Timothy, to take it in. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Like father, like son? Oh, I don't know about that. Sounds like a repeat. Okay. Thank you, guys. So, what are the steps of a good man or woman? First of all, ask yourself this question. Are your steps ordered by the Lord, or are you the one who is always calling the shots? Okay, Mark chapter 10, verse 17 through 22. Mark chapter 10. This is the Message Bible. As Jesus went out into the street, a man came running up, greeting him with great reverence, and asked, "Good teacher, what must I do to get eternal life?" Jesus said, "Why are you calling me good? No one is good, only God." Do you think Jesus was saying, "Do you know who I am that you're calling me good?" Think he might have known that he was the Son of God at that time? "You know the commandments," Jesus replied. "Don't murder. Don't commit adultery. Don't steal. Don't lie. Don't cheat. Honor your father and mother." He said, "Teacher, I have, from my youth, kept them all." Jesus looked at him hard in the eyes. And he loved him. In a loving way, he said, there's one thing left. Go sell whatever you own and give it to the poor. All your wealth will then be heavenly wealth, and come follow me. The man's face clouded over. This was the last thing he expected to hear. And he walked off with a heavy heart. He was holding on tight to a lot of things and not about to let go. Question: what are you tightly hanging on to that is holding you back from developing a deeper, more intimate relationship with the Lord? You're saved, but now you've got to build that relationship. Don't let things get in your way of building that relationship. To be a good man or woman, you must become a God man or woman and be willing to let go and let God have his way in your life. We must acknowledge him in all that we do by putting him first in all that we do. If we place other things before God, sooner or later it will all end up being about our agenda instead of his. The worst part is that when we do that, we set ourselves up for a recipe for failure. We think what we're doing is right, and then when something goes wrong, we question God. Like it's all his fault, and we say, why did you let that happen to me? You know that? One emoji, the round one with the one little eye and the big eye. Huh? Yeah. Huh? I think that's a response, you get from that one. Jesus, we love you, Lord. But it happened to the Israelites. Yeah? In Judges, chapter 17, verse 6, that Judges chapter 17, verse 6. New King James says, in those days, there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes. During the time of the judges, the people of Israel experienced nothing but trouble because everyone just did their own thing. There was no authority and no one to answer to. No one to hold them in check. This produced horrendous results if you go back and you read it. It's like the saying, too many chiefs and not enough Indians. Mm-hmm. Ignoring God's direction leads to confusion and it leads to destruction. If you don't believe me, all you got to do is turn on the news. And you can look at what's going on in this world. Anyone or any country who has not submitted to God will end up doing whatever they feel is right at the time. And when that happens, it leaves you with that sick feeling. What in the world is going to happen next? I mean, that's what when you watch it, at our house, it watches sometimes before I get the clicker, she's already got the mute button because she's, I just can't take it no more. Right. I can't hear it. Tonight, I was sitting there and I was doing something and turned the news on. I just reviewed everything. I turned it on because I could see the weather. And they started talking about something. And before I could hear the button, I could hear her, shut that off. Because it kills the spirit.
Right, it does.
And I don't need that before I'm coming up here to this pulpit. I shut it off and I got into raising a little hallelujah. Get myself back on track there. Get myself back on the path I'm supposed to be on. Okay, to know what is right though, we have to have the strength to do it And the only way we can do that is when we draw closer to God and His Word. We got to be obedient to His Word. So the steps of a good man are ordered by God. And the steps of a good woman are ordered by God. Sometimes everybody says, well, when the Bible just said the steps of a good man, well, you got to understand, when they're referring to man here, it's ladies and guys. Because we is the one who said man, and then when God took part of the man and made the female, He said, Adam, what do you think? Whoa, man! So you're one and the same. So when that scripture referred to it, it is referring to men and women. Now in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 6, it says, in all your ways acknowledge Him and He will direct your paths. Now see, I grew up chewing my teeth on the Amplified Classic Edition. In all your ways know, recognize, and acknowledge Him, and He will direct and make straight and plain your paths. Now when you look at something and it's like this, that's crooked, right? But when you look at it and it goes, boom, that's straight. That's straight. But you can be on a straight, but then there's those little, what's that? Well, He takes and He planes those off. So your pathway that He puts you on is straight and it is smooth, brother. It's like getting up there and riding that skateboard. That's what He does for us. He will make our pathways straight and plain. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. So what does it mean to be ordered by the Lord? There are two choices in life: having God to order our steps in His will, or ordering our own steps by our own will. How about our man Job? In Job chapter 14, you can just mark these down. Verse 16 says, Job said, you numbered my steps. God numbers our steps. He numbers your steps. Think about that for a moment. Then in Job 31, verse 4, says, Job says, does He not see my ways and count all my steps? God counts all our steps. Job 34. Job 34, verse 21. For His eyes are on the ways of man, and He sees all his steps. God sees all of our steps. God numbers, God counts, and He sees every step you take. Think about that for a second, huh? In Proverbs chapter 5, Proverbs chapter 5, verse 21 of the Message Bible. Mark well that God doesn't miss a move you make. He's aware of every step you take. Every step you take. In Psalm 32, verse 8, Amplified Classic, I, the Lord, will instruct you and teach you in the ways you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. He's watching over you. There's a song called His Eye is on the Sparrow, written by Sylvia D. Martin. It was a hit tune back in 1905 when she wrote it. 1905. And it's still sung today. Let not your heart be troubled. His tender word I hear. And resting on His goodness, I lose my doubts and fears. Though by the path He leadeth, but one step I may see. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He's watching me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He's watching me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He's watching me. Know He's watching you. That means you're never alone. He's with you. He's everywhere you go. Because He's in you. He's in you. He's watching you 24/7. He's got His eye on you 24/7. He doesn't sleep. He doesn't take a rest. See, because even while you're resting in that bed, and if you're like me, you're flopping all over the place, that's what Trish tells me, but He's got His eye on me. He's watching me while I sleep. He's watching me while I'm at work. Watching me while I'm in the car. He's watching me while I'm at Walmart. He's watching me everywhere I go, every step I take. He's counted them out. Because they're all numbered. He numbered them. And He sees every step I take. And when I start adding steps to it, that's when He got to draw me back in. Where are you going? You're going off the path. Come on back. Come on back. You're wasting them steps. Praise Jesus. When you pray and ask for God's wisdom and that He direct your steps, He will. He will. Don't let someone distract you and say He won't. He will. In Psalm 119, verse 133, David, he prayed. He said, direct my steps. Ready, Nick? By your word. He wanted his steps directed by the word. And he worshiped undignified, didn't he, brother? He wasn't afraid of who he was going to dance in front of. And you know, while he was king, there was so much riches in the kingdom when they was all obeying what they were supposed to be doing and following the Lord's leading, especially when he was on track. There was so much money, there wasn't poor people out there, because those people that had the money were making sure that the people who were poor had enough to get by and had more than enough to get by. That's the way the church should be today. That's the way the church should be today. That's how we should be operating as a church. Am I right, Joey? That's his heart's desire. That's his heart's desire. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Let's see. Psalm 37, verse 23, the last part of that says, and He delights in His ways. He delights in His ways. Delights means He is pleased with you and the direction you are going. Because He puts you on the path. Yep. And if you're staying on the path, He's pleased with where you're going. Yes, sir. And you know what that makes God? Like Phil Robinson would say, happy, happy, happy. I don't know about you, but I want to make God happy. I want to stay on the path that He's directed me to be on. Because when you're on, it's a nice, straight, plain path. And if you're on that pathway and there's a mountain plops in on the roadway in front of you, what are we supposed to do? Speak to the mountain. Tell it move. Tell it be cast into the sea of forgetfulness. Because when it goes over there and it goes, it sinks and it's forever forgotten. It ain't coming back. And when you look up, straight ahead, let's go. Mountain's gone. And you did it by faith. You on the pathway He put you on, no matter what the devil throws on that roadway, you speak to it. Sickness, you speak to it. Financial problems, speak to it. You stay on the pathway He put you on, you got a lot of rewards on that path. So, we want to make God happy, as I said. But when you're following the path and those steps, does that mean that we're sort of like controlled? We're a robot or something? Not at all. See, we have been set free. We have been set free by Jesus. Free. You're freer now than you ever were. Before you knew Jesus, you were so bound up, you weren't free to do anything. Because there were things you wanted to do you didn't even have the finances for because you were being robbed and didn't even know it. I lived it. I worked several jobs, lots of overtime. And I never had money in my pocket. I thank you, Jesus, that I want to stay on the pathway you got me on. Hallelujah. In Proverbs 16, verses 9, Amplified Classic Edition, Proverbs 16, verse 9, a man's mind plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps and makes them sure. Sure. That means firm, firmly established. Firmly. They aren't going to be moved. When you are sure-footed, you aren't going to slip. You aren't going to slip. That's how He makes you. But as soon as we wander off, we get next to the wrong part and we get off the side of the road and it's slickery right there. And you slip and you fall and you tumble and you wonder what happened. You got off the path. If you asked Him to direct your steps and make your pathway straight and plain, which He will do, then stay on the path. Don't let the devil get you off the pathway. Stay on the path. In Psalm 17. Psalm 17. Verse 5. New American Standard. My steps have held fast to your pathways. That's what we need to say. My feet have not slipped. Hallelujah. Your feet aren't going to slip. Not on His roadway. If you're a child of God and God's Word is in your heart, then the Lord will direct your steps if you ask Him. There it goes again. You have to ask Him. It comes to a point, you got to ask Him. Got to communicate to Him. God asks him for his wisdom. Are we going to push together? We're going to pull together, right? There's choices to be made. He wants to work together. He doesn't want to work against you. He wants to work with you. Thank you, Jesus. So why not ask him every day to direct your steps? Every day when you get up, Lord, direct my steps in the way that I should go today. Keep me on that straight path. And he will. And he will. But I got to go to work. Well, that's your pathway. When you're there at work, you stay on the path he's directed you to, and he'll magnify you there at that job site. And people are going to want to know why you are so different. What's different about you? And then you'll have an opportunity, because that's when the Holy Ghost will raise up inside of you big time, and you'll speak maybe one word to that person. And that's all it takes, is one word. And then you've captured, you planted a seed with one word. Yeah. Then maybe next time he sees you, you'll have an opportunity to water that seed, and you'll see it start to grow. Then you may even get to harvest that seed and lead that individual to Jesus. But if not, plant the seed. It takes one word. People are watching you. People are watching you. Yeah. Always remember that. So, why wouldn't we ask him each and every day? We should. We are often confused by the events around us. Many things we will never understand. Others, by no involvement from us at all, naturally work themselves out, or so we like to think. All the while, we can attribute it to and rest assured that God is the one responsible for it and is all the time working on our behalf behind the scenes. Things just don't happen. When you come home and your refrigerator all of a sudden is full of groceries, he's working behind the scenes. And the person who did it doesn't want the glory. They want the glory to go to God. And that's who you're supposed to give the glory to. And you thank him and you say, whoever it was, Lord God, bless them 100-fold. Because they did it out of a willing and obedient heart. They did it for no other reason but to bless. So when somebody gives you a blessing, accept it. Accept it. There is no need to worry if we don't understand everything as it happens. Instead, we should trust that God knows what he's doing, even if his timing or design is not clear to us. Sometimes it's not, is it? Because what's it say in Isaiah 55:8? The Lord says, my thoughts are not like yours. Our thoughts are limited. We don't think like he does. And he says, your ways are not like mine. Your ways are not like his ways. So remember, it's by his design and his timing. And Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5, in the Amplified Classic Edition, says, lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord with all your heart and mind. And do not rely on your own insight or understanding. See, that's where our faith and patience comes to the rescue. Or it should, anyways. The Bible says he is an on-time God, always right on time, never early, never late, but always right on time. See, God has his own sense of timing. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8, Amplified Classic, with the Lord, one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day to Him. He has perfect timing, never early, never late, and God's never in a hurry. He's never in a hurry, but He's always on time. He's always on time. If you're still sitting here and the things you've been through, am I right or wrong? I look around, I know that. What we've all been through. Sometimes it didn't happen for us in our timetable, what we expected it to happen. But it did happen. But in that period of faith and patience, you learned something. You learned something. You grew. And He didn't let you down. Don't be looking at your old woes. Don't be looking at them. Because He's going to turn them around to joy. That's when you need to start raising your hallelujah. Raise your hallelujah. Don't take defeat, because you're not defeated. You're victorious. You are victorious. Yes, you are an overcomer. You are an overcomer. There are times we may wonder about His timing, though. That's when we are on a need-to-know basis, and we need to trust that God will let us know when we need to know it. And if we did know, though, you know what we would do with that knowledge? We would worry. We'd worry about how it's all going to play out in the end, would we not? Well, He knows His people, doesn't He? Amen. In Psalm 119, again, verses 129 to 133 of the Message Bible, every word You give me is a miracle word. How could I help but obey? Break open Your words. Let the light shine out. Let ordinary people see the meaning. Mouth open and panting. I wanted Your commands more than anything. Turn my way. Look kindly on me, as You always do to those who personally love You. Steady my steps with Your word of promise, so nothing malign, that's evil, gets the better of me. Rescue me from the grip of bad men and women, so I can live life Your way. Wouldn't you want to do it? Say, I want to live Your way. You know, God, I want to live Your way. Live Yahweh's way. You got it. That's what He wants us to do. Live His way. Smile on me, Your servant. Teach me the right way to live. I cry rivers of tears because nobody's living by Your book. Isn't that the way it still seems today? Nobody's living by His book. The whole world, it seems, is too busy with the circumstances life presents instead of paying attention to the things of God. Distractions. Our focus should always be on the Lord, not on our circumstances. Circumstances will try to get the best of you. However, if you acknowledge Him, there is no circumstance that God cannot overcome. He cannot overcome. No circumstance. To have our steps ordered by the Lord, we must first seek Him in all that we do. And we got to get His Word firmly planted in our hearts. When we are young, we tend to look at things differently. Then we look at them when we're a little older. We go, The things we do in life can make a big difference in our future at any age. Now, Ecclesiastes chapter 11, Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 9, Message Bible. You who are young, make the most of your youth. Relish your youthful vigor. Follow the impulses of your heart. If something looks good to you, pursue it. But know also that not just anything goes. You have to answer to God for every last bit of it. Okay. So we often hear someone say, whatever, it's my life and I'll do what I want. Young people especially say that. I remember saying that a lot. That's why I know I seek God and stay on His direction. What do you want me to do today, Lord? Because whenever I just say, whatever, I'm going to do whatever I want. It never worked out. Never worked out. And somebody will say, well, yeah, what? No, it never worked out. It always had consequences for me. Always had consequences. But the fact is, right, and it's a hard lesson for some people, but we have the choices in life. And that as we make them as we go along, remember that every choice has a consequence. Every choice you make. Seek God's wisdom. He'll give you the wisdom. Simply ask. Simply ask. And then when He gives it to you, do it. Do what He says. I don't want to do it that way, Lord. Son, do what I'm telling you to do and it will work out. But Lord, you don't understand, Lord. I'm going to do it my way. And He says, son, He says, and then you just say, no, 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 I'm not going to listen. And then you get down, and the next thing I know, you're tumbling down the steps. Because you messed up. You missed a step. You didn't go according to His. If you went according to His, you could have probably ran up and down the steps. Be like I was. I remember when I went to Washington, D.C., I ran up the Washington Monument. Remember that when you was a kid? Did you ever do that? We ran up there as kids. Yeah. I can only think about that now. I can only think about that, praise God. Okay, there's at some point in your life that you made Jesus the Lord of your life. And after that point, that is when we must develop a kingdom mentality. If we haven't got one, then we need to ask our question to ourselves. Are we building God's kingdom or our own? If we take care of His, He'll take care of ours. Because in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Familiar scripture to everyone. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Not only His kingdom, but His righteousness. And that's how our steps are ordered by the Lord. Seeking His kingdom and His righteousness produces right living. Because in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways, know, recognize, and acknowledge Him. But see, we weren't always on the right path, were we? And brother, you blessed me this morning again. Ephesians chapter 2. verses 1 through 10. Message Bible. It wasn't so long ago that you were mired in that old stagnant life of sin. You let the world, which doesn't know the first thing about living, tell you how to live. You filled your lungs with polluted unbelief and then exhausted, exhaled disobedience. We all did it, all of us doing what we felt like doing, when we felt like doing it, all of us in the same boat. It's a wonder God didn't lose his temper and do away with the whole lot of us. Instead, immersed in mercy and with an incredible love, he embraced us. He took our sin-dead lives and made us alive in Christ. He did all this on his own, with no help from us. Then he picked us up and set us down in the highest heaven in company with Jesus, our Messiah. Now God has us where he wants us, with all the time in the world and the next to shower grace and kindness upon us in Christ Jesus. Saving is all his idea and all his work. All we do is trust him enough to let him do it. It's God's gift from start to finish. We don't play the major role. If we did, we'd probably go around bragging that we'd done the whole thing. No, we never make nor save ourselves. God does both the making and the saving. He creates us, each of us, by Christ Jesus, to join him in the work he's done, the good work he has gotten ready for us to do, work we had better be doing. The pathway he's put us on, that's a path we need to stay on. He's got work for us to do. And to get us there, we've got to be on that path. Now in Psalm 40, verse 2. He also brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and he set my feet upon a rock, and he established my steps. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his ways. He delights in your ways. You let him direct your steps. He's got them all numbered. He's counting them, and he sees every step you take. And when you take them with him, they are sure and they are established, and you ain't slipping and falling. Amen. Your steps are ordered by the Lord. Amen. Thank you.